This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are we going back to March 2020? Not this last March 2021, but March 2020, when the pandemic first hit. And that's what I keep getting asked. The answer is absolutely no. No. And I know some Americans are wondering if you can safely celebrate the holidays with your family and friends. The answer is yes, you can. If you and those you celebrate with are vaccinated, particularly if you've gotten your booster shot.
That was the president earlier today. We knew that he was going to talk about vaccines and boosters especially. And Omicron is what's really raging through the U.S. and other countries. And here we are on the doorstep of all this holiday travel. So there are people certainly that have been vaccinated and are infected, but there are a lot of people in hospital beds who haven't been vaccinated and find themselves in dire straits. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. It is the holiday season, and trust me, we will lighten the load as we fill in the blanks as to what's going on around this country and elsewhere that affects you and I. The so-called buzz in my backyard and yours, or what I like to call the virtual water cooler conversation. Because let's face it, half of us are in offices, half of us aren't. And that number's about to get smaller and smaller and smaller once again, at least through the winter. So Biden did not take over the nighttime airwaves. They decided to do this briefly from the White House during the day, earlier in the day, which personally, if I were a Republican strategist or a Democratic strategist, I think that's a big mistake. If you notice, Donald Trump always came on at night. He might have said what he had to say quickly, but that's when most people would probably hear that. So Biden didn't tell us much of anything, to be honest, other than preaching concern, but to be not panic-stricken over Omicron and to just push the idea of boosters and vaccines. And that test, when he was asked about this, that the test kits will be made available for free by the government, not just yet, but eventually they will be, because we see that they're sparse in a lot of stores and people are lining up in some cases for 3 hours to get tested to find out if they have COVID before they go to visit family. So it was certainly a subject that was on the mind of the former president and Bill O'Reilly. They've done a few tours together around the country, and they were in Dallas a couple of days ago. I wanted you to hear what the former president had to say.
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it, too. Okay, so...
No. That's a very tiny group over there.
All right, so you can see, here's what the deal is. It's he has said it many times before that he was vaccinated, that he now, in fact, said that he's been boosted. And even Biden, in his speech, said he didn't agree with anything, or mostly didn't agree with anything that the former president had to say, but he agreed on the fact that he was vaccinated and boosted and is encouraging that, right? So as I said, if you are looking for an at-home COVID test, the demand has surged. CVS and Walgreens are up to the limit. It's very tough to find them, especially depending on where you live. So Omicron is on the minds of oh so many. Meanwhile, Israel is rolling out their fourth vaccination for adults and teens. So how about that? The fourth dose of COVID-19. And we're still struggling with what's going to happen with the boosters, what's going to happen with the numbers of people. And, of course, what's the holiday is going to look like for most people. Coming up later this hour, we will certainly dive into the mailbag. And also we're going to talk about some of the things that may be very, very big bouncing into next year as I get out my cracked crystal ball for a moment or two. Anyway, Ghislaine Maxwell, to me, this should have been very easy, open and shut case to me. The jury in the sex trafficking trial hasn't signaled anything, although in trying to read the tea leaves, and that's what a lot of people do, is meaning, what do you think the jury is going to decide here? They asked the judge three questions on Tuesday related to testimony from the women who are the core of the case against Maxwell. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Maxwell is Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend, longtime associate, and she's pled not guilty to six federal counts, including sex trafficking of a minor, enticing a minor to travel to engage in illegal sex acts, and a few other charges along those same lines. If she's convicted on all six counts, the 49-year-old British socialite would face up to 70 years in prison. So I think it is a good sign that they asked to see the transcripts of testimonies from three of the four women, because they wanted to go over some of the parts of it, and that's probably a very, very good thing. If there is justice, this woman will be behind bars. Ultimately, it is up to the jury. That's how we do things in this country. So we'll see what happens with Ghislaine Maxwell, and if, in fact, she does end up in that situation. We are a handful of days away from Christmas. And so what does that mean for people? Most people, there seems like they're scrambling to try to get things together, whether it's food, whether it's send out some last-minute cards or packages. I said this before, gosh, about 3 weeks ago. Isn't it strange? I've lived all over this fabulous country, and every place I've lived, whether it was a small ruralish area like Kearney, Nebraska, or a big city like New York, or a flashy city like Las Vegas, or another sleepy, but very cool town like Morro Bay, California, always it's as if somebody sounds the trumpets and you are aware that it's the beginning of December and you got to scramble and make things happen because the traffic intensifies. Have you noticed this? I've noticed that people are impatient and they're leaning on horns. I thought, wow, so that's what horns sound like. I haven't heard them very much. And I do live in a suburb outside of a big city. So it's interesting to me. Some of you in the mailbag have picked up on that and have said things to me about the scramble for presents or to make things happen at the last minutes when we have just a couple of days left before the most wonderful time of the year. At least that's what the lyrics say in the very famous, famous song. It still can be the most wonderful time of the year. Even Siri agrees. We're bouncing out. We'll meet you on the flip side with more statistics anyway on Omicron and what does it mean for professional sports. A few big things on some of these spikes. That's coming up next.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
That has to do with the supply chain, but it's news that you can use and you need to know. If you are a McDonald's French fry freak, this is shocking. McDonald's is forced to ration customers' fries. It's hit Japan. Will it hit America? I think it's a warning. Somebody actually texted me from Japan and said, "Hold on to your fries, lady." Yeah, so I am. I do like McDonald's fries, although I do try to avoid them as I'm trying to be in the best shape I can. But what's happened, apparently, and this is because of the supply chain cutoff, they are only offering French fries in small sizes from Friday after flooding at a Vancouver port, and the coronavirus pandemic have cut off supplies of one of the key offerings. So instead, that's what they've decided to do. You know, they keep making it. We'll give you a handful of fries. We give you the small fries, and that's it. That's all they can do through the rest of the year. It affects 2,900 outlets in Japan, and they hope it's going to be resolved by New Year's Eve. But it's not affecting the hash browns. So there's the good news. Customers are going to get a 44-cent discount, or to them, a 50-yen discount on items to reflect the smaller portions. Well, so at least they're giving something back. But, you know, then psychologically, when you know you can't get something, don't you want it a little bit more? So the warning came to me that who says that won't happen in the United States? There's a French fry war on here between... Well, Wendy's says in their ads anyway, between Wendy's and McDonald's. So I think we're going to be able to find fries. Hopefully, right? Hopefully. Yeah. Here's one thing that may be a little tricky. If you're like me and you have a woof woof, if you've got a dog, dog food is kind of sparse on some of the shelves. And so why is that? Because, again, sometimes, in some cases, because of the supply chain, and there's a shortage of the materials, think about it, the labor, raw materials, and transportation. So it's the same for pet food. There's a high demand. More people adopted pets during the pandemic. Pet owners are buying bigger volumes of food, probably because they're sort of hoarding it, worried that they won't be able to find it. So pet food sales at supermarkets soared to almost 7% over the past 52 weeks, compared with 2.3% for food overall. Wow. That would put you in a bind, right? Because what happens if you can only get a specific brand, which is a lot of pets, frankly? You got to get them because their stomachs can't process it if they're on special food or whatever kind of food they might be taking. So it's not just us humans who are part of what's happened, are seeing part of what's happened, higher prices or lack of certain things, like what about our cream cheese? It's serious. It's so serious. In Philly, somebody was telling me they're offering to give you $20 just don't get the cream cheese. And for goodness sake, don't make a cheesecake, which it couldn't be a more popular time to make a cheesecake. And you know what? It takes like 5 cartons of those cream cheeses to make a cheesecake, like a bar, 5 bars basically of cream cheese. So you absolutely, if people were making those kinds of cheesecakes, it would drain the shelves of it. But if that's all we have to deal with, I'm on board. If we have to deal with some shortages, that's okay. The scarier thing is the bigger picture. And what's happened, I feel for the frontline workers in these hospitals. If you know any, you know exactly what I'm talking about, meaning those who are treating the people who have come in and are on ventilators or are waiting and they're in the hospital and they're in the hallways and everything else, and the lack of staff in some places. How many hours can you work straight and not be thoroughly exhausted? And in some cases, this is the situation. The burnout, I think the burnout has to be incredibly, incredibly real. And you look at places like Arizona and Banner Health in Arizona and what's happened with their hospitals, and they're overwhelmed is what's happened. When you're looking for a place to go, in the Phoenix area, people go to Banner Health. And unfortunately, because of the amount of cases, it's becoming very, very hard, certainly to get those elective surgeries, and also to be able to be treated for X, Y, and Z. And to me, this is what's really scary. And until it affects you, you think about it, you think, oh, that's terrible, oh, that's awful. And then when it affects somebody you love or yourself, then it's really real, right? And that's how it is. We can't help it. We're human. And we look around and we see that, and that's exactly when it starts to really resonate that, wow, yeah, this is really much, much worse than I thought. And interestingly enough, because of where we are in this pandemic, life expectancy in the U.S. has dropped by almost 2 years. Because of COVID-19. It's the single biggest decline in more than 75 years. So mortality data that's been released by the National Center for Health Statistics, they calculate this kind of stuff, right? 77 years is the number. 77 years. COVID-19, the third leading cause of death, with more than 350,000 fatalities behind heart disease, cancer deaths, which both surpass 600,000. So just a couple more numbers, bear with me. Life expectancy among men fell 2.1 years to 74 76.2 years last year. Life expectancy among women dipped 1.5 to 79.9. So interesting, and not a surprise, because when you have something that's, for many of us, a once-in-a-lifetime thing that we haven't experienced, and you see what's happened with these viruses mutating, it's, again, not shocking that you would see the mortality rate drop. And people are really curious, I think, about that. Like, what is old to you? Is it 85? Is it 95? We've had people on this show that are doing amazing things in their late 80s. We've had people on this show that are doing amazing things that are, you know, barely 20 years old. But it used to be your mindset was you have a lot of time, right? When you're 20, when you're 30, when whatever, as you start to tick up the years. But I think pandemic has made COVID-19, I think that's made more people think about mortality where they might not have been thinking about it before. But now it's real, it's in our face, and yes, indeed, we are thinking about it more. And that's why people are lining up for tests. That's why people are trying to get the tests now from the pharmacies, and they're finding that in many cases they can't get them. That's why the one thing that Biden said on Tuesday about the government providing 500 million free rapid tests, that's important. And to increase support for hospitals who are strained because they desperately need it. But those tests. Because how do you know? Do you feel any symptoms? Can you taste? Can you smell? Were you around somebody that had a breakthrough infection? Or just they were infected? How do you know if you have it or not? I was around somebody who they had both vaccines, but they didn't have the booster. And they got it, thought they had the flu, went for a test, found out they had COVID, and, you know, found out how awful it was, isolating in a corner of the house and feeling like they've been hit by a truck, and then they've gone to get infusions, antibodies, to hopefully, and it's worked a little bit, to make them feel, this person, to make them feel better. And, of course, reached out to me and the other person that we all had lunch just a couple of days before that happened to apologize and say, I hope that you don't have this. This is the worst thing ever. And then apologize that she hadn't gotten boosted. And that's what Joe Biden's counting on, that people will see what's going on and they'll get boosted. But how big will those numbers grow in reality? You heard in our last segment President Trump saying that he was boosted, Bill O'Reilly boosted, and they got booed.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. California authorities sue Walmart for putting toxic products into local landfills for years.
California officials filed a lawsuit against Walmart Monday, alleging the retail giant illegally dumped hazardous waste in state landfills. The suit alleges Walmart unlawfully disposed of roughly 160,000 pounds a year of pesticides, batteries, and various other toxic corrosive wastes. Walmart said it will fight the lawsuit, which they call unjustified. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation Tuesday afternoon.
Last week, a federal court reinstated my administration's vaccination or test rule for businesses with more than 100 employees, that they be vaccinated or tested each week or go home.
In addition, Biden is directing FEMA to deploy additional hospital beds to areas in need. This is USA Radio News. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin describes White House negotiation tactics.
As Democrats continue to admonish Senator Joe Manchin and his decision not to back the massive social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better, it should be noted Joe Manchin plus 50 other sitting Republican senators said this bill is bad for America. Senator Manchin on Metro News Monday describes the Biden White House and the tactics they used to sway his vote.
Surely to God we can move one person. Surely we can badger and beat one person up. Surely we can get enough protesters to make that person uncomfortable enough. They'll just say, okay, I'll vote for anything. Just quit.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is poised to authorize a pair of pills from Pfizer and Merck to treat COVID-19 as soon as Wednesday. Patients would take the pills at home over several days, and the treatment could ease the burden on hospitals. And Fresh Express is recalling salad products due to possible listeria contamination. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
beating the Seahawks 20-10 and the Philadelphia Eagles trying to get an outside shot at a wild card in the NFC. They also won their game against Washington. And so an interesting, boy, what an interesting, crazy week it was in the NFL. To have both games on Monday night, then both games on Tuesday night. The Eagles finished off, by the way, Washington 27-17. Jalen Hurts threw for almost 300 yards. And for the Rams, Matt Stafford threw for 244 yards. So that was that. And a good time to remind you that, yes, we are doing Nail the Score in our next show. I will be doing a live show. So in our next show, we will do the Nail the Score thing. It's in our first hour, last segment. All you have to do is call in or send an email once I announce the game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football. And you just have to say who you think is going to win and what you think the final score will be. What the final score will be. And the weeks are dwindling before our very eyes. Week 16, 17, 18. And then that's it. So just a handful of weeks left and a couple of really, really good games, I think, on the board for sure. So I know that many of you, to get away from all the insaneness of the world that we live in, use sports as that buffer. The NHL, if you're a fan of the puck and the stick, they're not helping because they had to do what they had to do. They had to dump out of several things, including put the season on ice, take a pause for now, breaking early for the holidays with this COVID spike, and then coming back or figuring out when they can come back. Meanwhile, the NHL players are skipping the Olympics due to COVID. So the NHL and NHL Players Association came to an agreement to not participate in the 2022 Winter Olympic Men's Hockey Tournament in Beijing. And this is, again, a COVID, you know, related thing. So that will certainly make a difference for the it'll make a difference for the people who are participating, and obviously for the people who are watching and everything else in between. Even the Caps and the Flyers, their 50th game postpone, of course, because of what I just said, this protocol, because of the outbreak in Omicron. So the 50th NHL game, which was scheduled for Tuesday night, left that one, again, off the ice. Tampa Bay Lightning at the Vegas Golden Knights was the only game left in the NHL this week, and everybody agreed, take the break, push off the games that were scheduled, and that's it, and figure it out from there. I think it's a matter of watching it to decide what they're going to do. I mean, this is kind of the situation that we're, it's not kind of, it is the situation everybody's in. Companies are in the same situation trying to figure out, to, you know, we're thinking of coming back to the office in January, but, well, maybe we better not do that. That doesn't make any sense now. Or we were doing more of a hybrid thing, and maybe that still doesn't even make any sense. And then schools wrestle with that question all the time. Do they or don't they stay with people, kids, in the classroom and teachers teaching them that way? Or does it go virtual again? And there's lots of conversations happening at school board meetings over that. Right now, it's on pause because most schools are in that break time and the kids are off. So there's discussion behind the scenes maybe about it, but it's not front and center right now in everybody's face. But it will be, because you know how that is. You can't bury your head in the sand, because ultimately you have to pull it out and you'll see, unfortunately, where you're at, and it's pretty tough. I just got to say this once again. With these shootings that happen in these spaces that used to be sacred, right? You go to church, are you looking for a gunman to come in? You send your kids to school, and they have to do, and they've been doing it now for a very long time, drills, active shooter drills, because it just might happen, something horrific like what happened at a suburb outside of Detroit and in so many other schools this year. And once again, a shopping mall. This time it happens in Fort Worth, Texas, the Hewlin Mall, it's called. And it's a big mall. And so people during the holidays, of course, the amount of people there would just multiply, because they're trying to get their last-minute things in. But two people were arrested after a shooting, and they had a lockdown this mall. So the people are petrified. What do I do? Where do I duck? I'm not practicing active drills in the mall. You know, what do we do? Witnesses from the shooting scene were calling 911 and trying to let them know what was going on. So police got there pretty quickly, and they hunted down or were hunting for the suspects, but it was a Christmas shopping panic moment because it couldn't be bigger. So shoppers were shut out of stores and employees were evacuated and businesses were closed. They had to be closed because what are they going to do? This happens at almost 1 o'clock in the afternoon and it's a packed place. There were people hugging each other in the parking lot after they were evacuated as they try to sort out the situation. What happened here? Were there shots fired nearby? No shots were fired in the mall, but they were looking for the suspects in the mall related to another incident, and they were armed, and the fear was, because they heard shots in another area, that they would be targeted or could just be in the way or get in the middle of whatever was happening, the situation that was unfolding in Fort Worth, Texas. So this goes back to what a few of our security guests have said, like Robert Siciliano, who is on the Today Show and many, many other shows, Vox, wherever, talking about personal safety. And I think we get lulled into this false sense of security and not to be overly paranoid and not to constantly be looking around every single place you go. But it is a good idea to know where the exits are, right? To know, what if I have to get out somewhere? Where am I scrambling toward? If I'm not familiar with the lay of the land, so to speak, then I have no idea. So always wise to arm yourself with that kind of knowledge, just to take a moment and look around. And I can remember many times Robert saying that on this show. Look what happened in Fort Worth. The panic, the people running out the door, but they have no idea what are they running toward, what's happening there. And it's about paying attention to often what comes across on social media. It seems like police departments especially use Twitter to let people know if there's active shooter or tornado or whatever's happening. That's a good way to be on top of something. But definitely looking around, making sure where are the exits, just not a paranoid, crazy feeling, but just having that moment to know, okay, this is the place where I can escape. If something happens, this is what I can do, right? Because you just never know. It's the world that we live in. And it's still a great, wonderful world where people are doing amazing things to help so many other people, especially around the holidays, the charities, the people putting up GoFundMes for really good causes and people funding them up and helping the people, for example, the tornado victims in Kentucky and several other states, and you can still do that. 909-999-90999, and that's a way you can help. That's the American Red Cross. Even if it's $10 or whatever it is, it's really added up and a lot of money. And a lot of help has poured into some of those smaller Kentucky towns that were just absolutely devastated by the recent rash of tornadoes. And it's a great thing to see because it's what America's about, helping other people, even strangers, people you don't know, where you're driving to them because you know there's something that you have that can help. And whether it's helping to clear debris, bring water, bring food, and a lot of people did that, and I think that is wonderful, and it's a great message about what we can do in the United States and what so many people do often do, not looking for credit, but behind the scenes when you're not looking and we're at each other's throats about masking, vaccine, and everything else, there are many wonderful people out there who are doing kind, kind things. Headed to the mailbag. Coming up, your thoughts on a plethora of things that are happening around the country.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Oh. You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks to all of you for filling up the mailbag once again. So, of the virtual mail, this is what we've picked. We got this one from Joe, who is listening to us in Oklahoma City. I think Joe heard me mention Oklahoma the other day, and he's listening to us on 890 AM. Hey, Kate, I guess you spent some time in OKC. I was wondering if you have seen anything about some of these great light displays we have here in the city. I'm telling you, I've lived a lot of different places. I am originally from Oklahoma City, but I've lived in different places, and I'm always checking out the lights at Christmas. I don't know, I like it. And now with a family and young children, we do it, and it becomes a thing. And there are some great streets out here. And I just wanted to give a shout out to the Oklahoma City Zoo, because they have these things called safari lights, and families can actually go through the zoo and see an interactive sort of light display, and it's all about the endangered animals and all the animals at the zoo. It's like a mile plus maybe long in this on this area where it wraps around, and it's very, very cool to go and experience it, and I did it with my family, and I don't know that I've, I know other places do that, but I don't know that I've experienced that before quite the same way. I'm sure where you are and where many people who are listening to you are, there's some place where there are unique light displays. I think it's a good way to kind of, frankly, lift the mood of all that infuriates us and everything else and exhausts us in between. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Hey, well, thanks for that. Yes, I have heard about what they do. I have heard about what they do at the zoo. There are some other places, some other zoos that do similar things. It may be different. I don't know how long the paths are and all that. But I guess seeing all the lights and being able to do the children's zoo and that kind of stuff, that is very, very smart. And then, you know, ABC has this great Christmas light fight, and it's the synchronized light show that, well, there's, it's not a synchronized light show. It's about lights and who has the most incredible lights in America. And I guess Oklahoma's Miranda family did a synchronized light show for the zoo's entry, and that really was huge on that show. I was looking at the Great Christmas Light Fight, and I was looking at what they had done, and it was like 80,000 bright lights of rainbows of colors and Christmas trees and just a wild composition of music. I thought it was pretty interesting. I don't know if they are still doing this. They do this every year, but I'm assuming they do because I'm sure the people in that area love to see it, and so they set it up and people go through. And I know some people in Fort Myers that actually do that, and people in their neighborhood are very disappointed if they think they're not going to get the big show. All right, this one is from Jean, who says, "Hey, Kate, I was listening to the president today, and he didn't say really much of anything except for pushing the boosters, the testing. We're going to get tests to people. That's going to come. We have to be vigilant, but we don't have to panic, and that it's the best way that you can spend time with your family is to be vaccinated and boosted. But it, I guess, wasn't what I expected from the president. I wasn't sure what he was going to say. You talked about it before he came on one of your last shows or previous shows, and I think you were right. I don't get what this president is trying to do. I think he's trying to avoid lockdowns. I think he's trying to avoid any pressure points that would take away, would make people more upset than they are about the economy of what's in their wallet, what's happened to their family, the whole idea of if they won't get vaccinated, don't want to get vaccinated, don't want to feel like they are going to be forced to get vaccinated. And it's interesting timing. The Texas man who was the first Omicron-related death in the U.S., Harris County, it turns out he was in his 50s, and he wasn't vaccinated. So he came into the hospital. He was at high risk of severe complications from COVID. He had underlying health conditions, and he was unvaccinated. And, of course, the people at the hospital were upset. They don't want to lose any patients. But it was pretty quick, you know. And they use it as a reminder of vaccination boosting and et cetera. And especially, like so many other places, Omicron is spreading incredibly fast. So the number of Omicron cases doubling is worrisome to a lot of people in the health business because they're overwhelmed trying to untangle the amount of beds they have, what's coming up next, all the in-betweens that you would possibly, deal with. I got this one from Todd, who says, "Hello to the listeners of America Tonight and to you, Kate Delaney. it's so obvious that, you know, the back and forth, the war with each other needs to stop, but yet nobody steps forward and does that. I think there's been some attempts, but they've been pretty lame attempts. If I were the president of the United States, no matter what kind of nonsense I took, whether I was a Republican or a Democrat, the great uniter is the person that you really need in office. And frankly, I don't think it's Joe Biden. He might have been good in Congress on some of the bills that he worked on. And by the way, I'm an independent, not a Republican, but his messages are so watered down and bogged down in everything but I think what he really wants to say, and it makes no sense to me. Has he been a good leader during this first year? I don't know, because he's like Invisible Joe. And I think you understand that, and you've talked about that on the show before. Yeah, I have to say I'm surprised at the way that transition was handled. That, you know, you had a president, every day there was something going on. There was some kind of conversation about up, down, sideways, good, not good, whatever you thought. It doesn't matter. But there was always something, right? And with Biden, it's almost like he disappeared in the basement for however many months in the beginning of the term, and then coming out and talking to the nation about boosters and vaccines. And of course, that's what he's going to do. And there's no way there's going to be kind of a lockdown, but they choose to do it in the afternoon. Now, somebody could say, well, then you're not interrupting any night programs. Are you kidding? Programs? Like, we're back in the 80s. People are streaming. And yes, there are some people maybe watching the football game, but that's the perfect time to do it. Just get in there early and just be succinct and clear and fill people with some confidence or some message, and then that's it. But I think burying it in the afternoon, too many people, yes, we live in the age of social media. We played something from Joe Biden on the show, but you're still missing what could be more people if the idea is to reach more people, right? I mean, what are the tools in our fight against COVID? And it's interesting because I got that question from Manny, who says, what are they really doing to help people in the sense of this Omicron, Kate? The 500 million COVID-19 tests, they say, that are going to be dispersed. But they're not there yet. And they're not prepared for this variant, frankly. So finally, when the website gets up, you can go to the website and you can order a free test. But it's not up yet. And they talked about getting other supplies and use the Defense Production Act to get half a billion more tests, and that's part of that, and figure out how to get them to homes and on shelves. Ay, 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 ay. All right, thanks to all of you for hitting me up with your emails. You can do it too, 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Also, shout out to everyone listening. Thanks for being on board.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.